Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. I'm trying to remember, I think this is our second or third show in the Roaring 20s, everybody. We've got a great doubleheader today. Andrew Golden, he's the Director of Business Operations for Athlete Intelligence, a Head Impact Monitoring and Performance Tracking Solutions platform. A company we worked with for quite a while over the past few years. Great technology. He'll be joining me. And then Suzanne Gray's coming back. Suzanne's an author. She's the owner and founder of Right Fit Sports, Fitness, and Wellness in my neck of the Chicago area for youth and adults and people with disabilities. Then it's the Sports Doctors In, your email, some upcoming shows. First, let's jump right in. Andrew Golden, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
You guys are involved with some of the most exciting technologies. I remember the previous owner of the company, Jesse Harper, had introduced me a few years ago, Andrew, that the Vector mouth guard, the whole idea of detection, concussion awareness. Give us a little bit of background on yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got involved with Athlete Intelligence back in 2016. It was right after we had just commercialized our Vector mouth guard, which to date is still the only live streaming, live data transferring head impact monitoring device on the market today. And, you know, since then, we've launched a few other products and have really evolved as an organization into this data platform, and how our data can become actionable information for athletic trainers, for coaches, and really focusing on how we can help athletes play safer, but also playing smarter. So it's been an incredible experience. It's been great as head impact monitoring and even just head impact in general have been kind of this up-and-coming.
Yeah, what was the name of the original group, Andrew? What was the name of the original group when you guys were first on the show?
iWin Biometrics was the brand. Yeah,
for the life of me, I couldn't think of it. The wearable technology world, the area of data.
Exactly. So iWin Biometrics, I mean, you know, it really just didn't have a whole lot of meaning and understanding as far as who we were as a business and what our mission was. And so we just rebranded in 2016 to Athlete Intelligence. It has a lot more meaning behind it. It's a lot easier
20.
When I tell
The wearable technology, Andrew, the motion analysis, the sports doctor for decades, it's all about two of the biggest things anybody cares about. One is, can we prevent injuries and prevent problems? And two, you mentioned smarter, can we enhance performance? Step or two quicker, more explosive, et cetera, et cetera. And the ability to start to measure some of these things, let alone the area, again, you know, concussion awareness is something I've talked about on the show 20 years, give or take a few weeks. This is a major, major challenge and concern. And talk a little bit about the technology, you know, that allows coaches or athletic trainers to find out, hey, maybe this player's getting too much impact. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. We do that a few different ways, and it's really dependent on which product the team is using. So with our Vector mouth guard, you know, it's a live data streaming sensor, which means as impacts are occurring on the field, that data is getting sent in real time to a sideline athletic trainer, a medical staff member, a coach.
Head data, right, Andrew?
Yep. Correct. So any head impacts, whether that's head-to-head contact, whether that's head-to-ground contact, that information is fed wirelessly from an athlete's mouth guard directly to the sidelines. And in the event an impact happens over a preset threshold, we are sending notifications to a coach's mobile device.
Terrific idea. Yeah.
iWatch.
Terrific idea. Andrew, what's the website? What's the website people could find out about athlete intelligence and all the products? I'll ask you again a little bit later. What's the site?
It's athleteintelligence.com.
Athlete singular, right? Athleteintelligence.com.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Talk about some of your other exciting products and technologies with athlete intelligence besides the mouth guard.
Yeah, so, you know, not all athletes wear mouth guards. And, you know, that was what caused us to kind of expand into other areas of data collection.
Yeah, they all
devices.
Don't wear orthotics either, Andrew. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
There's not a running, jumping athlete who should not be wearing a mouth guard for protection, et cetera. But again, you're right. Tell us about those other products.
Yeah, so in 2018, we launched our Q Sport sensor. It is a helmet affixed sensor. It also clips on to a hairband that you see women soccer athletes wearing when they play soccer. It clips on to those eye goggles that women lacrosse athletes wear. So it definitely expands us into much more sports and still focuses on the same sort of data collection, the location of each impact, the quantity of impact sustained, and the severity of each impact that is sustained. We have a third product that's actually coming out in spring of this year. It's called Q Plus, and it's a little bit of bridging the gap between our mouth guard and helmet sensor, where it will have live data streaming capabilities. We're going to be throwing in additional sensor technology, like being able to capture temperature inside an athlete's helmet, and also have a GPS module in there that helps us get a little bit more into that performance data collection. Safety
is also
is
a big
important.
Area, Andrew. Big area. You know, we have various groups on the Sports Doctor, and everybody, you're listening to the Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You go over to radio shows, you could probably go back 10 years. And you can see who was on, what were the topics, all sorts of areas of sports medicine, fitness, wellness, high performance, endless topics. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazine articles, you'll see some of the latest stuff I've written with some of our newest exciting sponsors at Lower Extremity Review, the whole Lower Extremity Mechanics magazine for the professions. And an array of articles, including one of my most popular articles, which is High Heels and Women Accepting the Challenge. We get a lot of feedback on that one. Hey, you got to let us know, Andrew. You come up with a sensor, you know, for the foot and ankle. But this area, including coming up with clues for when a player could return, maybe after concussion, have some sort of baselines, I would assume. Who's using the product, your products? Give me an array of ages or, high school, junior high school, college. Who are you working with?
Yeah, so the world we live in today is youth, high school, and college-level sports. And then we really focus on football, hockey, lacrosse, and women's soccer. Those are typically your higher collision-based sports or contact sports. There, you know, is a low adoption, if you will, as far as requiring new equipment. So like in football, hockey, lacrosse, they are wearing caged helmets. They are wearing helmets, and so they can really choose between our helmet affixed sensor or our mouth guard. And in the event for women's soccer, we find a lot of those women athletes wear those hairbands that our Q sensor clips onto. and really haven't had difficulty getting them to wear those. It's a small sensor, sits in the back of their head that's clipped onto their hairband, and so it allows them to still get that head impact data during games, during practices.
And what's your, I would imagine the athletic trainers, team physicians, hey, my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, the gigantic endless world of sports parents, have to be very excited about your technology and the ideas of getting enough education out there in order to let people know how important this is to be able to pay attention if we're getting excessive stress or head trauma. And, you know, as the world realized, Andrew, that, you know, helmets were great to prevent skull fractures and impact. They had nothing to do with the slamming around of the brain and the skull, hitting the ground, collisions. That was a big part of the whole brain injury and head trauma world. So being able to monitor this, I would imagine the sports medicine community also is excited with what you're doing. I know I am.
100%. We work with a lot of research institutions, universities, who up until our sensors came out, never really had a way of collecting live data or data from the field. It was really centered around either video analysis or lab data. So we're definitely bringing yes. a new element. And at the end of the day, too, you know, you can't manage what you don't measure. And so, you know, regardless of how technical our products are, they're really just data collection devices. And it's what we do with the data and how we present it, how we automate it, and how we give coaches and athletic trainers actionable information that really leads them to where their opportunity is within their team to make technique adjustments, to manage head impact exposure, or the identifiers that might tell them to go check on right. a kid because
hey,
of a more severe this, impact.
Get this kid out of the game. You know, he's just getting
right.
much too much action here, aggressive action. And again, there is nobody on the planet, Andrew, who can give a specific answer on how much head trauma is too much. When does
exactly.
trouble start? It's a great question. A lot of this stuff is subjective, and the ability to be able to make detections. One of my future guests, the brother of the late Dave Duerson, the Chicago Super Bowl champion Bear, who had died 7-8 years ago and had CTE, and his brother has taken up the mantle of concussion awareness. They have goggles that some of these kids wear to try to show them what it might be like if they've got some kind of concussion or the head trauma. So the ability of the analysis makes, you know, so much sense. Even in the area, again, I would imagine in high performance, like you were talking about, you're talking that area too, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, performance is sexy, and everyone wants to play faster, bigger, stronger.
Yeah.
You know, it comes down to the same measurable component, which is data.
Yeah. Even data, if it's the other side of the body, Andrew, where I'm telling you, strengthen your feet and ankles, man. I don't care what your
right.
sport is and what your level is. Going over to the other side of the body, you know, in your particular area, when we come up to the top, I could tell somebody all day long about how we want to prevent problems, we want to prevent injuries. When I start telling these kids, you want to be two steps quicker, you want to jump higher, people are listening.
Yeah.
You know,
it is definitely a
sexier approach. Tell me about who is the new owner of Athlete Intelligence.
So Gary Rubens, he's actually been the owner since, I want to say, 2014. He's been involved. He's been chairman of the board. When Jesse was involved, Jesse was president, Gary still being the owner. So once Jesse left, Gary came in. And, you know, Gary and I go way back to, you know, almost 10 years ago working at a other company that he had started. And while in a completely different realm, more in the e-commerce space, we're still making data-driven decisions. You know, in e-commerce, you don't talk to your customers. You're selling stuff online, and you're using data to help drive the decisions. And so we're bringing
you have to be an educator.
Like,
you'll tell Gary he's welcome to come on absolutely sometime in the future. We were involved with you guys for years. You know, you're an educator, and there are few areas that are really more important, you know, than what you're doing in the wild world of head trauma and one of our country's great dilemmas. What are we going to do about youth tackle football? Good luck to us. There just is no safe tackle football, and the ability to have things that help in identification, measuring, what's the word you use, data? Then, you know, I think that's a terrific. I used to tell Jesse, man, you got to sell the NFL and big-time college football. Seriously, why wouldn't this technology be routine? Am I a commercial for you guys or what?
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, for us, we look at where we can add the most amount of value. And, you know, unfortunately, youth programs, high school programs, they don't have the personnel that you have at the NFL, whether it's spotters, whether it's medical personnel. And so it's still a way for them to get more information.
But you need those people. We're almost going to run out of time. You need those people. It's why I have all these groups, Andrew, on the Sports Doctor, who talk about awareness, preparedness at all levels, on the sidelines. Have people who are responsible and know what they're doing, and they sure as heck should realize, I'll have to get to you together with some of these major major groups that in the whole world of youth sports and fitness who are roundtable on the Sports Doctor. It's why I wrote the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Andrew, give me the website again for people to find out about you and your programs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just athleteintelligence.com. We're also very active on social media, so just search Athlete Intelligence, and you should be able to find our Facebook pages, our Instagram pages, Twitter pages. So
where are you
guys? Athlete Intelligence?
Yes, sir, out in Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay. And give me a couple of names of colleges. We're going to run out of 30 seconds. Next time I get you on, you'll mention the colleges. Again,
absolutely.
Andrew Golden, Director of Business Operations, Athlete Intelligence. Want to thank you so much for joining me. Andrew, hold on one quick second. Everybody will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor from Chicago. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Hey, we're going to hang around here. Before we were out in Seattle, we're going to hang around the Chicago area. I want to welcome back Suzanne Gray. Suzanne's an author. She's the owner and founder of Right Fit Sports Fitness and Wellness. One of her many specialties is working with disabilities, with children and adults. So, hey, Suzanne, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hello, Doctor, my favorite Dr. Bob. It's been too long, and I am excited to talk to you.
Absolutely. I thought we'd jump right in. Give us some background, Suzanne, on you and Right Fit and what you guys are doing.
Oh, it's been a great start for 2020, Dr. Bob. Right Fit has two locations now. And I'm really proud to say way over 15 years in business. So I feel that our pillars have really been the key to our success. Educate clients, college degree trainers, safety, cleanliness, having affiliations and partnerships with people like you. I mean, can't afford not to hear this great advice and keep people motivated.
Plus you have Mike Andrews. Michael, one of my longest sports medicine associates.
He worked
with the Blackhawks. We've worked with figure skaters the whole world together, our gold medalists. Hello, Michael. Suzanne, the idea again, I know that you work with great athletes. You work with all different ages, et cetera. But you've had a long time interest and specialty in working with some of these kids, haven't you?
Absolutely. My passion, my mission, and it basically to your good friend Michael Andrews is now a partnership. He's opened up Restore Fit for people that really struggle with life after PT. So that is going to be something that really helps us keep people moving. The Raise the Bar celebrates 10 years from when I wrote the book for children with autism and really any special need. So we'll be celebrating that and knowing that many of these young adults now are still with Right Fit, and their parents are the first to tell me that they are so fortunate that they had kept that child moving and the things that we have seen.
You were sitting with me when I was with the College of DuPage, the great WDCB, and when you had joined me, 10 years ago, whatever the heck it was. I were very instrumental, Suzanne, in adding the point that exercise is very helpful almost regardless of the disability. I know you paid big attention to autism. Still today, it's news in so many areas, but the fact that exercise was such a key point, I that's what I always remember you emphasized.
Oh, you are brilliant, as I always have known, and I got to tell you, this story. Hope we have enough time sitting, giving a talk on senior fitness, active and inactive adults, and a 93-year-old veteran says he wants to talk to me at the end of it, and he ends up being the doctor who created all the eye tests for Illinois, former Marine, and he takes me into a company called King Devitt, which we all know for concussions, and they had agreed, and we just finished December 15th, a special study, eye movement training to improve mobility, Dr. Bob, and
yes,
we did see fitness improvement. We picked 10 people with autism, 10 children. So,
it's very interesting. My first guest, the world of concussion awareness and measurement,
yes,
with athlete intelligence, my friends from Tracer, with some of their different motion analysis and other, again, aspects. I've had sports optometrists on where we've talked about all sorts of eye training and that situation. So, yes, that's a very exciting situation. So's Michael's deal. You know, the area of transitioning people from their physical therapy to knowing what they're doing in the gym or that kind of a situation, I think, is a nice niche. So tell Michael we'll have to get him on and talk about what he's doing.
Oh, I sure hope so, because he has really did amazing things with many of our partnerships for the post-rehab, and it's critical. I mean, there's no reason why we can't keep people moving no matter what they go through.
Well, Michael goes way back with me in the world of figure skating, as you guys know.
Yes.
My poster guy, it's 10 years next month that Evan Lysacek won the Olympic gold medal in men's figure skating. I put orthotics in his skates. He was 10 years old. 12 years later, he was the best. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-olds skates. And you guys, I know, had worked with some of the different skaters. Michael was working with a lot of those precision teams. So we definitely had some good athletes floating around your place.
Oh, my son Steve Gray is taking over as COO for Wright because we have grown, and he was privileged enough to work with the Nazareth football team, and we know the records that they have, and that these parents and coaches realize that they have to get sports-specific training from people that know what they're doing. I can't push that enough, and keep these kids healthy and have people like you around.
That's why I wrote the book. I wrote the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because of the epidemic, with a capital E, of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. We're all familiar with the overkill times 10. So the challenge of the crazy world of youth sports and proper training, proper technique, even including, I have a chapter in my book, I call it the prodigy sports. Think gymnastics. Think figure skating. Think tennis. This 11-year-old doesn't want to play other sports. You can tell him all day that you want her or him to play other sports. So there are definitely some areas in this huge, gigantic business of overkill in the world of youth sports. And you've been one of the ones, like you said, 15 years. What is your background in the sports world, Suzanne?
Got my master's at Western Illinois and proudly enjoyed exercise phys, athletic administration, and coaching. Started my coaching career at UIC, and that is where I really started noticing Bob running and running styles, and believe wholeheartedly in what you're talking about, and also, like you said, the mental part of this game and making sure that these coaches are trained to handle the whole person. I'm excited to tell you I just left Top Fitness right there in Downers Grove, Gerard Casello. When we moved to this new facility, it's 60,000 square feet, we share space. I opened up my Enhanced Restore Mobility Right Fit Recovery Zone, so that people realize they've got to spend time really taking care of themselves pre- and post-workouts. So
yes, you let me know. We'll add some foot screenings to the mix.
Yes.
Sometimes in the future. It's such a major, major key. Hey, is your son or daughter even wearing the right shoe for their foot type? What about alignment? Hey, this is a sports podiatry commercial, Suzanne.
I'll sing you the song,
young lady, right? The foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the knee bone. And this is a very, very important big deal. And, of course, Michael comes out of that world of training everybody's feet and ankles, paying such big attention. He used to make all those tilt boards. Ironically, back to my book, I have a chapter in the book, Suzanne, called The Two Essential Exercise Concepts for Kids, no matter what the sport is, whatever what the age. And those two exercise concepts are strengthen the feet and ankles, like with rubber bands, and work proprioception and balance and stability. Like Michael, mini trams and tilt boards and these types of things. No matter how old you are, and no matter what your level of fitness, you got to work balance. And you got to pay attention to strengthening those feet and ankles. But I am prejudiced. What's your website, Suzanne, for finding out about the Right Fit?
www.right, you got to put the dash in the middle, fit, F-I-T.com. So www.right.
R-I-G-H-T.
Mm-hmm. Hyphen.
Hyphen.
Fit, F-I-T, .com.
Okay.
And then they can always go to my website directly, which is Suzanne M. Gray, athleteintelligence.net.
Were you an athlete yourself as a younger woman?
That's the only way I got out of Bridgeville, Pennsylvania, left Slippery Rock, and came to Illinois. That offered me all my opportunity for a woman in fitness at that time. So I hope I'm an athlete. I also dance with the Chicago Bulls. So I certainly appreciate good feet.
Yes. Ironically, it sounds funny, but the ladies who were all parts of those kinds of teams dancing were great athletes and trained incredibly hard. Isn't that true?
Yeah, absolutely true. We were doing cartwheels and gymnastics on that dance floor with cowboy boots.
That's right. Like, I have Dancing with the Stars ladies with orthotics in their 2.5-inch heels. And that was that the Michael Jordan years that you were dancing with the Bulls?
I got to enjoy him for 1 year. And
all right.
That really changed the NBA forever.
Oh, the road show. That was the road show. Hey, the Bulls are coming to town.
Yes, yes. And I certainly enjoyed everything that was about. And, then that led on to me really wanting to open up my own business. Worked in the Chicago Public Schools. It was wonderful. Created the Magnificent Workout for Kids. And you introduced me to a wonderful person, Rick Osborne. And that was a wonderful pull-your-own-weight that really set me on another course for strength.
Yeah, it's still the answer to childhood obesity. And we still can't get the world to understand that if a kid could do an unassisted pull-up, they can't be obese, And really, we spent years. I'm so glad to hear that you're still rocking and rolling on that side of the equation. And on the other side of the break, Suzanne, I want to ask you about your areas of especially. But why don't you tell what do you pay attention to? What do you include in your programs at Right Fit?
Most important, like you, Bob, it's that assessment and to be able to individualize a program, whether it's group or private, and whether it's a 94-year-old or a 6-year-old.
Okay, hold that thought, Suzanne, because I'm going to ask you more. We're going to catch a break. We'll be right back with another 8-minute segment with Suzanne, sports doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. Flying back here, Chicago, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I'm talking with Suzanne Gray, the owner, the founder of Right Fit, Sports Fitness and Wellness, and their 15 years in business, her incredible attention and writing about the world of autism and the importance of exercise. And we were asking her about some of the different areas that you pay attention to and you're going to be paying attention to in your new facility. Tell us about that, though, Sue.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Bob. I'm so excited to have the opportunity to be one of the businesses in the Willowbrook Broward Sports Performance Center. You can imagine 60,000 square feet of unbelievable potential. So whether I'm teaching pickleball to senior active or inactive adults and children, definitely growing the populations that we serve, which is inclusive. That's a big word that means we're going to service anyone from a child with autism, cerebral palsy, to one of the finest athletes in the area. And my goal is that everybody needs to move and be active, and that movement is a pleasure. Exercise is not an ugly word.
The new medicine. You know, the new medicine, ironically, is eat smarter and keep moving, you know, and in its various areas. And now, yes, the old tennis clubs and whatever, it's a great one-minute story. Years ago, I had a gal, one of my famous patients, she was coming in telling me about pickleball. I was looking at her like, what's pickleball? And they were already playing it on the North Shore in the Chicago area, you know, quite seriously. And now you see it everywhere. But it was a great story because she was talking about pickleball, and I'd never heard of it. You know, I work with John McEnroe and Tracy Austin. I should know what the heck pickleball is. So it's really, really caught on, you know, very, very fast. That's quite a variety you're talking about, whether it's a young boy or girl in the world of a disability and its various challenges, to the elite athletes, to, you know, one of the biggest areas now, Suzanne, in senior medicine and fitness is fall prevention.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Huge. Podiatry, yes. Very involved. Are you in the right shoes? Again, to working on balance and stability. So I think that's something, again, to be very, very inclusive. Are there physical therapy groups in that Willowbrook facility?
There is physical therapy. There's chiropractor. I really would love for you to come out and take a tour because I feel this is a
yeah,
model.
I will. I think of my friends from Athletico out there. I don't know if it's them. Might be.
Joe Bresnahan and Athletico.
Joe
right
Bresnahan.
The yes.
Yes. My friend Joe. Joe has been a guest numerous times in his role as one of the regional directors. Hey, Joe.
You know, hi, Joe.
Buzz. Joe was at one of the parties when Evan Lysacek was on Dancing with the Stars, and we were hosting after he won the Olympics. So yes, that's got to be them. It's great to hear some names of big parts. You know, the owner of Athletico, Mark Kaufman, was on my show at WDCB. I think he had 3 clinics. You know, maybe 20 years, whatever it is, maybe now they have 400 clinics. Yet, Suzanne, the obesity problem is as big as it's ever been. The childhood obesity problem is staring us in the face like it always has. I just find that amazing when there seems to be a gym on every block and there's so much. If there's not a gym on every block, there's a physical therapy center. And yet we're still treading water. Could you please explain that to me?
I gave a person, a child with about 40% fat, an assessment today, and I, being a former physical education teacher, I'm wondering if we're assessing these children and if we're making it fun for them, Bob. Play. I feel that. That's always been the formula, move and play and have fun. And you mentioned, why are we forcing them into activities they don't need to do? They need to start with the basic fundamentals. Most of these kids are coming.
I wrote, you know, on my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to newspaper articles, you'll see an article I did for the Tribune 2008. It was called Let's Get Them Walking.
Yes.
It was about, along with my friend Rick Osborne, part of the Let's Get Walking Included Routinely in Schools from K through 12, if you are physically able, rain or shine, blah, blah, blah. And it was so difficult, you know, to get things changed in the schools and whatever. You know, PE almost disappeared. So one of the biggest challenges is just understanding that we must include kids perform better. They are much have a better attitude. It's endless if we include physical education, and it's a big problem. Now you have, of course, social media and this gigantic challenge on that side. I always felt that unless the hundreds of millions of kids who are in school don't have something to follow, that we would never get off this obesity cliff. But you're still out there trying, right?
Oh, I enjoy being with these children more than ever. But, Bob, they're sitting more. There is a reason that these some of these boys, I'm not picking on boys, but the reason that they're, you know, they're not getting out there and playing, so they're getting diagnoses that probably could be cured maybe with a little extra running or walking.
Yeah. Hey, we had to invent a new name for diabetes over the past 20 years. It used to be adult onset, and then we started to be flooded. We still are with 13, 14, 12-year-olds with diabetic. It will break us financially if we don't get a handle on this with the whole idea starting early with the kids. And competitive sports is not for everybody. By the time you get to junior high school, it's one kid out of 10 who's on some sort of competitive team. And on the Sports Doctor, we talk all day about some of the negatives. That's why I wrote the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because of that whole challenge of sports parenting. In your role, working with children, working with these families, working with these athletes, you know I'm going to ask you, Suzanne, how's your sports psychology skills?
I'm really happy when I get one of these trainers that have a basic background in psychology. I said that was an excellent course to take in college. And I wink and they wink back, he and she. But I think we're going to celebrate strength. I tell these parents we got super fitness heroes that train on Sundays and Saturdays for classes that anyone can come to. And, Bob, I've even gone online 24/7 with registered dietitian group so that they can monitor and talk to them over the phone, because that is not my specialty as far as being a registered dietitian. But I'm going to make it no more excuses. There's just no more excuses.
It's a great point. You know, in one of the sections in my book, it's called Ask the Experts, and I brought together eight different experts in the area of youth sports nutrition, youth sports physical training, the mental game. Rob Andrews, who is the owner of Sports Performance in Houston, Texas, got a wall of gold medals because he's worked for years with the girls and women's Shimon Biles gymnastics team. And everybody with their input on what it takes to pay attention to achieve athletically. But there's no doubt about it that this sedentary lifestyle now that we've tripped over. You know, one of my guests years ago with Rick Osborne was Michael Buchanan, who wrote the book Fat Boy Chronicles. It's a great movie.
Wow.
And it's all about he told us that 50% of bullying is weight, overweight related. I'll never forget that stat. Disabilities is number two of bullying. So these are two gigantic areas. I would imagine, again, that the schools and the parents groups have to be big supporters of yours, Suzanne.
I believe that they are. I know that they are because when I look on a Saturday morning.
Suzanne, I can't believe it. I talked this. We're going to run out of time. Give me, please, the website. Give me your website again.
www.right-fit.com or suzannemgray.net.
Suzanne Gray, owner of Right Fit Sports Fitness and Wellness. Thanks so much, Suzanne, for joining me. Hold on for a second. Everybody, be right back. It's the Sports Doc. You live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment. Great guest. I just really, so many great guests. We have more great guests coming up. Next week, we've got one of my favorite physical therapists with Physi-Cal, Physical Therapy and Balance Centers, Mary Rochford, Brooke Schwartz, a neonatal intensive care nurse who is now very active in the world of CBD. And I'm very excited about the whole array of uses in the world of hemp and CBD. She'll be joining me. The following week, we've got an Olympian, Mark Henderson, Olympic swimmer. He's doing some all sorts of things in the sports world. And then Tom Harder Sr., the man's a jet plane pilot, owner of the Med Spa with Cool Sculpting and 6 Minute Abs. It's quite a variety. He'll be joining us. Everybody, again, if you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to radio shows, you could go back years and read about the guests, what the topics were, and listen to whatever you would like. You could go over to newspaper articles and magazines, and there are dozens of articles on all sorts of topics, many of which I've written for some of the local newspapers, for my exciting sponsor, Lower Extremity Review, where I've written a couple of different articles and a guest editorial for them. You could find the article I did for Podiatry Management in June, July of 2010 about podiatry and Olympic gold medals, and a story with Olympian Evan Lysacek in orthotics. So great stuff. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter, at SportsDoc, D-O-C Radio. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. I get a lot of guests also from LinkedIn, authors, athletes, coaches, doctors. Great place. And on Twitter, we constantly have excellent sports medicine, fitness, wellness information besides who's on the radio show and who was on. Emails. You can email me, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Sal says my son is a freshman football player. He's had a history of ankle problems. Should he look at taping? Should he wear an ankle brace? You know, Sal, it's a great question. It's one of my articles on the website and newspaper articles. Pros and cons of tape and braces. If taping is done properly and it's comfortable, that's definitely something he could try. Bottom line, Sal, is you want to pay big attention, sports medicine-wise, to what's the problem here with his ankles, what's his foot and ankle type, and get him on a good strengthening or physical therapy program, absolutely. And then paying attention, if we've got a history of trouble, the taping, if done properly by a trainer, we've had good success with lace-up ankle braces of different types. Both of them do not prohibit ankle or foot-ankle performance in most instances. It's protection we're interested in. So what you want to look is to see what your son needs, what's his history. And you can go from there. Carl says my 11-year-old daughter plays tennis 4 or 5 days a week. She loves it. She's already ranked locally, but she's had heel and arch problems, was diagnosed with a Severs syndrome. You know, Carl, the problem is there's a large growth center on the back and bottom of the heels. And that center doesn't solidify the heel bone in girls to could be 13 and a half years old, roughly. Boys, it might be a little bit older. And that area is susceptible to stress by running and jumping, like tennis. When it's persistent, orthotics are very successful in calming down this foot type related, maybe shearing force or impact force, high arches. You want to have podiatry evaluate your daughter, make sure she's in the right tennis shoe, and to pay attention to orthotics. You must back off intensity running jumping for a while if we've got the Severs inflammation. Often physical therapy can help. Heel cups can be helpful. But you, again, if it's persistent, you want to take a serious look at orthotics, see podiatry. Speaking of heels, Angie writes, heel spurs, plantar fasciitis for years. This is a surgical problem. You know, Angie, you didn't mention your age, but right off the bat, heel spurs, which are a growth of bone from persistent traction of the attachment of the plantar fascia, which is the band-like substance on the bottom of the foot that attaches the toes to the heel. And plantar fasciitis is one of the most common inflammations of the arch or the attachment at the heel. When it's long-term or persistent, we could end up with a heel spur. Not all heel spurs hurt, but often it's the process of developing in that micro-trauma that's a problem. Rarely are heel spurs surgical problems. Rarely, with a capital R. So if you've been recommended to look at surgery initially, see another doctor. Almost always, conservative measures are successful. Orthotics, proper arch support, physical therapy, strengthening treatment. Almost always, very successful. Plantar fasciitis is one of the most common things we see in active people, whether they're walkers, whether they're runners, whether they're tennis players, whether they're golfers, whether they're just working out, and that arch and heel becomes a problem. And over-the-counter arch supports can be helpful. A lot of times we'll use those initially. The GOLD program really is custom orthotics and strengthening and physical therapy in that area. So you really want to pay attention. And again, maybe one case out of dozens might be a surgical concern. Jerry says, last week you talked, or a few weeks ago, you had Gary Reinel on. You talked about his book, Iced. Is this revolutionary? You know, it still is in a lot of areas, even though Gary's in, he wrote the book 5 years ago. The point is that ice, this forever common treatment for sprains or strains or injuries, doesn't help anything except numbing. If anything, it slows down healing. It retards the reduction of swelling. And this wasn't Gary's opinion. This was the result of all the research that he did starting maybe 10, 15 years ago when he decided to see what is the history of icing and ice treatment. And this is flabbergasting. It reminds me so much of my superstar colleague, Bob Guida, another trainer of champions, who in the late 70s and 80s was arguing against stretching. He felt it was causing more trouble than it prevented, and the sports world came after him like crazy, like a lot of it did with Gary Reinel in the worlding of icing. That's the reality, that besides numbing an area, and that's a value, an area that really hurts, you sprain something, oh, it hurts, icing helps. After that, we're much better off with other kinds of methods like muscle activation, stimulating adjacent areas to stimulate the exchange of fluid that goes on in healing. Waste products out of the injured area, healing blood and nutrients into the area. You shut that down when you're using ice. But there's still all sorts of training involved or education there. Steve says, instability training you talk about. Yes, I do, Steve. Balance training. What Bob Guida and I labeled instability training means create instability, balance on one foot, standing on a mini tram, balancing one of the BOSUs, creating instability, getting your body, every muscle you own, stabilizers, light up as your body balances. So including instability training, whether you're a superstar or a grandma, is one of the smartest things you could be doing. That's why I include it in hashtag HeySportsParents as one of the two essential exercise concepts to include. The other one's ankle. Hey, Roaring 20s. Thanks, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.